4:23, you're listening to Beyond the Headline on SAFM. I'm Khomotso KG Mwekete. I'm in for Aldrin St. Pierre this Woman's Day. Staying on the same topic of women in the workplace, according to research, men continue to dominate the legal profession, particularly in specialized areas of the law, including intellectual property law, construction law, and technology and communications law. In South Africa, women make up more than 50% of law school graduates. However, they only make up 40% of all lawyers, including advocates and attorneys. We're briefly wanting to discuss now the difficulties faced by female attorneys working in the tech sector and further discuss the accelerator funding and the value of mentoring with our guest, Leah Molatsedi, who is a tech lawyer. Leah, happy Woman's Day. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. Let's talk about how you even got into being a tech lawyer.
Thank you so much, Hamza, for having me. Just a question. I'm a legal technology specialist, so I focus on the technologies that help lawyers be better, even though I'm a lawyer.
Okay, so you're helping them with technology. I'm still confused.
Okay, let me clarify. So tech law focuses around the legalities, like the regulations that regulate technology, whereas what I do focuses on the tech and innovation behind helping lawyers create efficiencies and for them to actually do what they do in a much better way.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, what still is true in what I've said is that 50% of law school graduates in our country are women, and yet only 40% of all lawyers in our country are women, including advocates, obviously, and attorneys. How come?
This is probably because of the environment. I mean, I myself was a practicing lawyer, in the traditional space, but it not accommodates my being a mother. And so the social construct and the environment does not actually allow you to thrive as a woman, you know, in the traditional space. And that's why I veered into the legal technology space. And I've actually found my home, my place in that space.
Yeah. Briefly give us an understanding of the environment when you say it's not enabling, for example, for you to balance the issue of, and there is no such thing as balance, we know, but for you to be able to accommodate the issue of all of the other roles you have, like being a mom, etc., and that environment was not enabling you. Tell me what you mean by that.
For example, I was in a corporate law firm, and for the longest of times, I advocated for flexible hours. I advocated for my actually being able to spend time with my children, be present. And this went against the traditional business model in law firms, that is the hourly billing model. Because obviously the more time you spend on clients' work, the more money you make. So that doesn't make financial sense for law firms. And so that's why I said, like, I found my home in legal tech because they gave me the opportunity to actually do what I do and still be a present mom.
Yeah. So, you know, you say you found your home in legal tech. Let's talk, though, you know, about the degree to which the space can still grow and create more space for women like you to find a home. What about it is appealing, but what still needs to change about it?
I think the biggest thing, just like in any other sector, whether we're talking strictly in law or strictly in tech, it's just representation. There's nothing more harrowing than being an only black woman in a particular space.
Yeah.
People like to glorify it, but it's actually scary having to constantly overextend yourself or literally just take ownership or have to validate why you are in that particular space or justify why you are in a particular area. And so for me, what needs to change, obviously, is representation. And that's why I'm so happy about the Women in Legal Tech Accelerator Fund that we launched today. That's really going to open doors for more women in legal.
I think it's so powerful what you just said, because a lot of people do glorify the only woman in thing. You know, they make you feel like you're the princess or the queen of a place. But I like how you qualify it. Because it's a real thing. I like how you qualify it and you say it's actually scary to be the only one, because inadvertently what it means is there's no full and proper representation. But outside of that, there's also the issue of accelerator funding and the value of mentoring. How would you say that is important in the sector, in the legal tech space?
It's incredibly important. And for me, for example, before I came back to corporate, I ran my own legal tech startup, and it was extremely isolating because you're alone, you're in a niche area that no one knows about, and you have to figure stuff out. And that's why, like, I was so excited about joining this initiative around helping women that are in this space and figuring it out, and just knowing that, you know what, if someone has been there, they actually get it, and they'll probably also be able to unlock doors that you may not have been able to on your own.
Mm-hmm. So in hindsight, getting into a specialty of law is one of the best decisions you ever made.
Absolutely. I think Naval, anyone who follows Naval on Twitter will absolutely understand this concept around specialist knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are taking ownership of a particular niche, when no one else in the world, so for example, for me, I know for a fact that no one in the world knows as much as I know around legal technology on the African continent, not even in Africa. So that makes me valuable in whatever way that you wish to look at it. So I think it's important for you to get your niche and leverage literally the crap out of it.
Well, I love you. and leverage the crap out of it. You know, even the thing about being the only or whatever it is that they say, when you get in, be so excellent that they can't ignore you. They can't ignore you. This was inspiring. And thank you for making the time. Are you on the socials so people can chat and ask more if they want to?
Absolutely. Anyone who's looking to connect with me, on Twitter, they can use the hashtag LeoPick or LegalTech with Leah, or Leah Malasedi on any other platform.
Listen, keep on keeping on and keep on outshining, as you said, the what out of it. It's outshine the crap out of them. Thank you so much, Leah, and keep on keeping on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Leah Mulatsedi, follow her on Twitter. I love that. I was just putting my hands up in the air because I love how she affirms herself and, you know, and how she owns the challenges of being the only, because being the only is no longer something that we should glorify. There should be enough of us in any and all of these spaces. It's 4:31 on SAFM.